The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
Back. Second half of the show is live. Let's get to the calls. Carter is up next. Hey, Carter.
Hey, Paul. Boy, Legend had some kind of breakdown, and I think what happens is sometimes you can see somebody's true colors when they lose. And as a long-suffering Georgia fan, we're happy today. Hey, he's so down. It sounds like you're kind of the reason that Alabama lost, if I'm hearing him right.
Well, the only thing, I mean, first of all, I don't care about the names and the gangster talk. I did resent his indication that we don't respect and appreciate the callers to this show. There's no show in the country that appreciates the callers more than we do. And, you know, I'm just not going to sit here and allow Legend to attack the show, and you know, he can make fun of my, I mean, if Legend's not the first person to make fun of my ears, I can assure you.
Well, and I think when he's coming across like, you know, he's the reason this show's done as well as it has. And I think there's a lot of us, and you in particular, that have made this show what it is. And he seems to be lost in his own head.
But I want to say this, and this you hear this on every Little League Pee Wee team, and no matter what organization you're a part of. I mean, there's no one caller. There's another caller who thought the show was bigger than him, and he's anonymous these days. And my hope is that Legend continues to call it. He can be very entertaining when he's not being a little snot. So hope he'll call back when he gets over the loss on Monday night. We have a tweet up from Sav about Legend. While Crybaby Legend got his little heart broke, I always knew he'd be the sorest of losers. Go dog, baby. Augie is up next. Hey, Augie.
Paul, yesterday I commented that, it was kind of sedate and quiet, and it took a full day, a full work day, for things to really bubble up. I mean, what did you take out of that last call? I get in the car, and all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose.
Well, I will tell you this. I've heard that Legend call before, and I don't want to say too much about it, but, he's in a situation where he just – has nothing to say, because everything that he has boasted about Augie has now been deemed obsolete. So what are you supposed to do? I mean, the smart caller just either goes into hibernation, goes into a silo, or calls up and, you know, gritting his teeth, says all the usual prosaic things that we've heard from others. But he can't handle that because he only knows one gear.
Well, I mean, it was like you were the cat after a bad day at work.
Yeah.
I mean, he came in the door and started kicking you from one end of the room to the other. And then finally, the cat decided, I had enough of this. He pulls out his claws. But, I mean,
in Augie, calling you stupid, I mean, let me say this in full disclosure. It is my fault. I'm the one who's enabled a cadre of callers like Legend. I get it. I help create. I mean, I don't want to. It's like the guy who created Frankenstein.
Well, he was Frankenstein. It was the monster. So it's Frankenstein was the creator of the monster. So you do look like a professor. And if we gave you a funny lab coat and put some frizzy hair on you, you'd look like this old comedian in New Orleans called Margus the Magnificent.
Oh, right.
And he worked in his lab creating, and Chopsley was his assistant. You created this Chopsley.
I am Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah, I mean, but to call people stupid and ignorant and make fun of them, I mean, you would have to have some, some veritas in your credentials. And I'm not sure what his academic credentials are to call other people stupid and ignorant. I'm not sure if, what somebody's ACT or SAT scores are. But I'm sure yours are higher or were higher.
They probably aren't, but it doesn't matter.
Well, anyway.
Fortunately, you don't have to pass an aptitude test to be a talk show host. And I say that fortunately.
Well, Yeah, and but you're absolutely right. You self-diagnosed. You created these monsters, and now they're out there loose running the streets. So society, you have a debt to society now, Paul. You owe society back.
Thank you for the call. Judy, how are you? Judy, go right ahead.
Hi, I love your show, first of all, and I listen every day and
watch you
on TV also. I'm a Buckeye, and I just want to say congratulations to Georgia. And I felt horrible when I heard the last gentleman call you. I know he has a history on the show. I don't really care. I thought it was inappropriate. And we don't need that today. We need positivity. We need joy. We need love. We need gratitude. So I hope he calls and apologizes. It was some of it was very vulgar. We don't need that either. We're all out there, you know, trying to beat COVID and do our thing. And, you know, let's have some of that. I hope Alabama fans can call and congratulate Georgia and show some, you know, class, and instead of criticizing and saying, well, they didn't have this and they didn't have that. I mean, you know, I'm a Buckeye and I love football. I love watching other teams win. And, you know, I mean, we went to the Rose Bowl. We did okay. We lost some. We won some. Let's have some of that. I mean,
Judy, I agree with you. Unfortunately, when you thank you for the call. When you say all the things that some people have said, and that goes for both sides, it would have been similar had Alabama won. It's hard to deal with it, but you know there are a lot of cliches that deal with grace under fire and especially defeat. But I'm only the host. I'm not a caller, so maybe I don't know certain things. Thank you very, very much for the call. Kathy is up next. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Paul. I just got something to say to Mr. Legend. First of all, you're not stupid. And he's the one that's got the problem. Now, all this time I've said that Alabama can say what they want to because they beat us. But let me tell you something. Legend needs to stay in his Chrisman room with his Chrisman sheet and pillow. Jack that mouth and his manhood and leave you alone.
Well, I
apologize.
Yeah, Kathy, that's okay. I'm a talk show host, and I'm certainly capable of dealing. I think the problem with Legend today, if I could put a postscript, is that someone devious yanked his chain in regard to things that I said that I didn't say, and I don't think he was
exactly.
Coming. I think he was reacting to a someone who told him, and he lost his cool. That's fine, but. He can do whatever he wants. He's welcome to call here again. He's welcome to find another show where he can become equally famous to what he did here. Rick is in SoCal. Good afternoon.
Paul, thanks for taking my call. And, I think cooler heads will prevail. I think Legend will, kind of understand that, hey, maybe I went off the handle a little bit. At least I hope he does because he's a great caller. He's a great fan of Alabama. He's a little... goes a little bit over the top with the, dishing it out, but not taking it, if you will. But he's a very educated guy. He knows his stuff when he's talking Alabama football. But you got to learn to take it, after you've dished it out. And that's what I'm calling for. I don't dish it out because I, quite frankly, Paul, I don't put enough stock into it to go too far on the other side. But I am calling to congratulate the Georgia. I haven't been able to get in touch with you since the game, but to congratulate the Georgia folks on a great victory. All this excuse making, not every Alabama fan does that. Georgia had the best team in the country this year. I don't think there was any question about it. I don't care about injuries. I don't care about any of that. The fact of the matter is Georgia played a much better game. They had a better team this year. Let's all move on. Georgia fans celebrate while Alabama looks towards next year And the same thing happened when Bama won the title. Georgia was looking the next year. So
Rick, you're absolutely right. And I think, but that's not, thanks for the call. That's not exactly what this show was built on. You're back.
Oh, absolutely, I'm back. I mean, is that moron still here? He didn't know a damn thing about me, but I do know this. You're a liar, a cheat, and a thief, and that's all you've ever been, and that's all you ever will be. And you are nothing but pure gutter trash, dude. There is absolutely no respect for you. And you don't know a damn thing, because let me tell you, punk ass, you wasn't even there. You're just a loudmouth hollering hood rat standing on a corner wanting somebody to pay you some damn attention because we're supposed to fear you. You're supposed to do something. You ain't squat, and you've never been. Kiss my ass.
We are going to take a break. Jim Donnan has nothing to do with any of this gibberish. He'll talk about the dogs after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We're back. Always really special to welcome back to our show the legendary Hall of Fame coach, Jim Donnan. Coach, good afternoon. Thank you for being here. I know you and Kirby Smart have had a very special relationship for a long time. Good afternoon, and what did it mean to you to watch what happened Monday night?
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Paul, and it's a great celebration for the great state of Georgia and University of Georgia and Athens and everybody. But, you know, Monday was a special day for me because Champ Bailey got in the Hall of Fame, one of my best players ever. And then on Monday night, Kirby Smart, another one of my best players, and his team won the national championship. So great day for the Donnans there, that's for sure.
What do you think this will do, not only for the program, but for Kirby?
Well, you know, for the first part, it's just a case of the whole burden of the whole state's been on everybody here since – Coach Dooley and Herschel and them won that thing a long time ago, but it really wasn't near the burden to him that everybody thought it was. So he was just trying to get his team to do the best they could do. That's part of anybody being the coach. But when you look at the whole body of work, and you and I talked about it off air 6 years ago when he got the job, I mean, he just come in here and had tremendous support from everybody, Jerry Moorhead, the president. We've got one of the really good, outstanding young athletic directors in the country, and Josh Brooks, who is a rising star that I feel good about, too, the way he works with football. You know, he was previously associated with football as an assistant. And then, of course, Kirby growing up in the state and living here and, you know, marrying one of the outstanding basketball player, Mary Best, just first woman of the University of Georgia, understands sports and the family. And it's just, you just can't say enough about it. But from my standpoint, what it means is that you just can't say that Kirby Smart's a recruiter and, you know, he's getting the best players. You know, let's just dispel this part one thing right now. This guy can coach all 22 of them. He can coach every position. He could go in any high school, pro, college place in the country and coach a position at any of those places. So he knows the total game. He's been under Nick and won four championships there, and he brought that blueprint here. And he's going to keep on winning, too. I really feel good about the future here.
Talking to Coach Jim Donnan, Coach, as you watched Monday night, I mean, you look at it differently than we do. You can see things that the layperson can't see. Herb Street mentioned earlier he thought the energy and the adjustments and the aggressiveness at the end, at the beginning of the third quarter, helped set up what occurred. What did you see?
Well, you know, he's very astute. He always picks out the things, and that's why he's the best in the business. But I feel like a couple things that really worried me early, and it worries you any championship game. I'm going to talk a little bit like a coach here because I used to be one. You worry as much about beating yourself as you do about beating the other team because of the hypertension in there, and you're fired up, and all of a sudden you start making mistakes that are just totally different than what your team embodies. For us, jumping off sides, the lay a game penalty. We had four or five plays on first down where, you know, we're a running team, but when we throw play action pass, you know, we might not hit it, but we shouldn't get sacked. But we got four or five negative plays on first down throughout the game, but just totally different for Georgia. And give Nick and his staff credit. I mean, they did a good job. And then defensively, though, I thought our aggressiveness really paid off throughout the game. And it looked like as the game wore on, we were able to really put some massive pressure on Bryce Young. And, you know, he really responded well throughout the game. But not having Meshi and Williamson helps us. But in the end, though, I just felt like, and you can say this now because it was very, you know, everybody could see it. I mean, Georgia just took over the game physically in the fourth quarter and just pounded them and made the plays necessary. And the last thing I want to say is I'm just so happy for Stetson Bennett that he was able to show everybody why Kirby and Munkin and everybody felt like he was the guy. And it looked like here we go again, you know, when they score and they get that turnover. But, boy, what a fourth quarter he had, and he deserves all the credit because he showed what kind of quarterback he is.
Yeah, and I think that's interesting, Coach, because it was on the brink at that point. I mean, even though the momentum of the game had seemingly changed, that one mistake could have undone so much. As you look back now, because I don't know if we had a chance to talk to you much since the SEC game, but, you know, all the things that everyone was saying turned out to be true. I mean, they really did rededicate themselves. How did you see the transformation from Atlanta to Indianapolis?
Well, the first thing that happened in after that game is just wasn't Georgia. I mean, you look at the way we played on defense. We didn't sack the guy one time. We got no pressure on him. Offensively, not a lot of big plays, particularly after the game wore on, and it just looked like our team just wasn't the same group. And I felt like that Kirby did a masterful job getting the team ready for Michigan, saying to them and working with them. I watched them at practice. Look, we can't play Alabama if we don't beat Michigan. You know, we can't be just throw our hats out here. They're a good team. And I felt like that game in itself, Paul, got the bad taste out of their mouth. The confidence factor was back. The fact that they could dismantle an offensive line that was supposed to be the best team in offensive line in the country and won that award, which they deservedly did. But they you know, we just wrecked them physically during that game. And then offensively, just Stetson got his mojo back, and that carried over. I mean, you were able to go into a game expecting to win instead of worrying about whether you could or not. And that's the way you always got to approach and coaching, I think. I mean, if you're worried about making a mistake and doing all that stuff, I mean, it really bothers you, you know, as far as what to do. But the one thing that I would say for the average fan out there, if you had a history test in high school from a really good professor that liked you and you didn't do very well on it, and then he said, okay, I know you weren't able to do it, so I'm going to give you another chance to take it, but I'm not going to have some of the hardest part on it in the second time you give it. So that's what happened with us. We had another test, had a chance to get back and do it, and they didn't have Messi, who wore us out the first time. So it's no excuse for Alabama or for us or anything, but we got to redo. We took the test, and we made 100 on it.
Finally, you have been such an important part of that community, and I know you alluded to it a minute ago, but it has been fascinating, Coach, just to watch the exhale from Monday night. And I know you weren't there. You were part of this program for a long time and still a big part of it. But how do you think this will now change the complex? Because Georgia fans they didn't expect to lose, but they didn't have the confidence that other fan bases had, and sometimes the players didn't either.
Yeah, I think that's just typical of anybody that hasn't experienced actually doing it. You just keep saying, here we go again, or what's going to happen and all that. But I don't think our players felt like that, but certainly based on what's happened here, the fans have a chance to think that. But, the mindset here right now is just, on top of the world. And the reason is you've got tremendous facilities. You got an easy school to sell academically, which you and I have talked about. And that's why you're on the SEC network. People know that about all these schools. And everybody's chasing us, everybody in the country. That's why Oklahoma and Texas, they want to get in this league. They want to get the benefit of the scheduling and all that. So but we're on the top of the mountain now. I mean, we're right up there, and we deserve to be. And I think a lot of people need the credit for it. Number one, the players. That's the way it always. Players win for you. But I feel like that the accumulation of talent, and you've heard Coach Switzer say so many times, that the acquisition of talent is the number one thing. You got to have players to win games, and we got them here. I mean, we got guys that believe in them, and they get developed, and they get coached. And I thought it was tremendous to see on the sideline so many ex-players down there supporting their friends and brothers on the team, and just one guy after another. I mean, that's nothing hokey about that. Alabama's got the same thing. And look, I mean, Clemson's got it with Dabo. I don't know anybody else between those three schools right now, though, between Georgia, Alabama, and Clemson right now that, Ohio State had a couple shots. But everybody's going to be chasing us from now on, hopefully. And we got the right guy, and I hope he doesn't decide to go to – I'm going to scare it, but I hope he doesn't decide to go to the pros so he doesn't have to recruit every day of his life so Mary Beth can see him more. But he won't do that.
Oh, so you don't think he'll go to the Raiders then, do you?
I don't know. I mean, let me tell you something. This is a lifetime deal for him. I mean, he's got he went to school here. He's got a master's degree from here. It's important to him to represent the school and to bring it home. And the ex-players love him, the coaches that used to coach here. I mean, we got a lot of respect for what he does, and he's just a hard worker and he's just a dynamo. I mean, he's the kind of – I mean, he looked good running down the sideline the other night. I thought we might have to put him in there a little bit. He looked good.
Coach, it's always great to have you on. I know how proud you are of one of your pupils. You be well. Right, you take care of yourself.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, Paul. And I'm proud of you because everybody gets a chance for 4 hours every day to find out what exactly is happening in college football. And we appreciate all you do.
Well, that means a lot. We will talk to you soon. Coach Jim Donnan joining us from Athens. And we are coming back. We've already had Bruce Feldman, Herb Street, and now Coach Donnan. And quite a few calls from happy and sad fans. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Anyway, welcome back to the show, and let's check in with Bulldog in Atlanta.
How you doing, Paul?
Hey there.
I'm 75 years old. I'm very hoarse, by the way, because I came back from the game, but I just wanted to say something. Most Bama fans are quite gracious winners as well as losers. They have class. That is except for Legend. So this really is directed towards Legend. This is some tough love for him. Grow up, man. Stop whining. Don't say you lost because you lost all your receivers. Every team goes through this. Most of our main receivers were injured all year long. We were playing a lot of freshmen. Pickens, our stud receiver, he was in the natty, but he wasn't even halfway healthy. And yet, had he been, the score could have been a lot worse. We've lost our five-star quarterback. And so, Legend, be a man and deal with the fact that you got beat by a former undersized walk-on. And by the way, Legend is actually quite scared because he sees the elephant in the room, and it's a big, bad Bulldog.
Bulldog, I think that's that's the undercurrent of all this. Hey, thank you very, very much for the call. Rick is in North Carolina. You're on the air. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me on. I hope everybody's having a good new year crew and your family. Yeah, I want to tag on to Legend and the rest. I saw a clip last night of the postgame conference with Nick Saban and Will Anderson and Bryce Young.
Right.
And they were done with their part, and he was getting ready to answer questions, and they got up to leave. And Coach Saban put a hand on each one of them's arm and told them to sit down again. And he said, I just want to say something. These two young men have helped this team all year long. They've got class, and I was glad to coach them. He is a gracious man. He is a gracious loser. I think there's another side of Saban that we don't always see. He is a hard case, tough coach. But when I saw that clip, I thought, wow, that's how you do sportsmanship. That's beyond football. And Saban has class, whether you like him or not. The man has class, and the Alabama program has class. And this is from an LSU fan that they regularly beat my team, but they still have class.
So thank you, Rick. Thank you very, very much. Buddy is up next in Birmingham. Hello, Buddy.
Hello, it's Paul.
Yes, good afternoon.
How are you today?
We are doing well.
Listen, I'm about as oldest rooter for Alabama that you've had on the wild. I'm 96.
Oh, wow.
I've followed them since my sister went down there in 1930. I've known some of the greats when in school when I played, when I finished at Alabama in 48. I got accustomed to losing in high school. In 1938, Inslee in Birmingham won the city championship. The next year, I was one of the assistant managers, and we lost every game. Even to Fairfield, I believe, which was the first time we'd ever lost to Fairfield. Maybe that was the next year. I don't remember.
That's okay.
And anyway, I think Alabama played a great game. They lost, and I accept the loss as one of Saban's assistants, which made me happy. Even if Jimbo had won this year, he, played here in Birmingham at Samford.
Sure did.
With one of the Bowdens. And all the assistant coaches, I hope, have the class that Saban's shown and have the winning streaks, except when they play Alabama.
Well, Buddy, thank you for sharing that story, and you be well, and take care of yourself. Brad is up next. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Paul. I was calling to apologize to you for correcting you yesterday. I was totally wrong. I don't know if you remembered or not. We were talking about the different coaches that had won the national championship back at their alma mater. And I told you that I thought that Coach Jordan had graduated from Georgia. Well, we went to my wife and I of course, you know, my wife is a cheerleader at Auburn, and so we went to the Alabama-Auburn basketball game last night, so I had to go through that, and we're having breakfast at the Waysider this morning, and she politely told me, you do know Coach Jordan graduated from Auburn, and so I was calling to apologize.
You know, you're right. Yeah, I well, first of all, I should have stood my ground because he's from Selma. And
that's right.
I did know that, and but I, you know, I just assumed, Brad, you knew everything, and that's why I deferred to you.
No, I apologize for that. I was totally wrong, and you know, and I will agree with Iman on one thing.
I think what you were thinking about, he was an assistant at Georgia at one time.
He was. That is correct.
Okay.
And I read that. But one thing I do agree with Iman, it's going to be tough to beat Auburn in basketball. They're a complete
team. Yeah, they're really good. That was a big win last. So you told me your wife was a cheerleader, because I'm really curious.
Was a cheerleader. No, she was.
Because I know you, Brad. I saw you four or five weeks ago. I'm thinking, if you're married to a cheerleader, man, you need to give me some tips.
No, she's been gone there for a few years.
Because I started covering you as a coach when I was young, so that, I mean, I'm thinking, man.
Right. Well, we refer to it as a mixed marriage. You know, I went to Alabama and was on the staff there, and she went to Auburn and was a cheerleader there.
Okay.
So we have one day of the year that we disagree. But I appreciate you taking that.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you taking my call.
I mean, Brad's 10 years older than me, and he's married to a cheerleader from Auburn. I'm thinking, is that legal? let's talk to Brian next. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Man, I'm great. You know, I got a couple things I want to say, and I've been waiting a while. I listen every day, man.
Thank you very much.
I love your show. You've got me through a lot of hard times, brother. I'll tell you that. And, you know, around my house, I listen to you at work. You're on probably three TVs at home right now, too, every day. You know, we appreciate what you do. Now, I'm a Bama fan, Roll Tide. And, you know, there's probably 100 times a day I want to call, and I don't. And I do sometimes and get tired of waiting. So I appreciate y'all letting me have this day. I want to say that I love Alabama, and I remember the dark days. They were horrible. I still look at every game, and especially every win, as a gift. But every time I sit down to watch Bama play, it feels like a gift to me. People like Legend make us all, to the entire country, all of us look like idiots. We don't all feel that way. I congratulate Georgia. I would have rather lost to Georgia than I had anybody else. If we're going to lose, and people ain't stupid. Everybody around the country saw the SEC championship. They saw the national championship. They know the difference. You don't have to come on national TV and radio and make excuses. Be a man. You chew people's ass out. You talk smack about everybody on that team, especially that poor quarterback. Now take your medicine, boy. Roll Tide, Paul, and we thank you.
Thank you very much. I saw one of the tweet yesterday. I think it was Michael Casagrande from AL.com. He was did you see this? When John Talty was on the show, apparently Casagrande was in a restaurant in Tuscaloosa, and he had a picture of two – I can't believe I'm saying this – two urinals. And, you know, you go into a sports bar and they have TVs up over the urinals. And the Feinbaum show was on above both urinals. And that's how I felt during that Legend call a few minutes ago. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Gator, good afternoon to you.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey there, Gator.
Long time no see. I've talked. It's been a while since I've been on there. I guess it was great seeing Bama go down, and congrats to the Georgia fans. I think I speak for everybody else that's in all the other SEC teams. We like to see somebody else win it besides freaking Bama every year. And and I hated the disrespect that Legend showed you in him talking that way. I'm sorry that you had to hear that, man. But I want to say this. Tell Legend next time he calls, call me back when you got some class. Hey, that's all I got to say. Go Gator.
Hey, thank you, Gator. Okay, we're all calmed down, right? Let's go up north to Columbus. Jeff is up next.
What's going on, Paul Feinbaum?
Jeff.
Hey, the good old days are back. I mean, it just took a Georgia win, and the good times are back. The show's back, Paul.
We have returned like the Phoenix rising from the ashes.
I mean, Legend came in just like 10 years ago, man. It sounds good. I think you know it, Paul. Sometimes I think lately you forgot the callers are the key to the show. Just like Coach Donovan said,
now,
it's about the players.
How can you say that? I mean, don't you think another SEC network analyst is more important, than a caller?
No. No. you had the top dog on in Kirk Herbstreit, and then it's bringing in the top callers, Paul. Just like the football coaches. The players win titles. Just like your boy Andre says, it's the Jimmy and the Joes. I mean, that's what makes the show, Paul. It's the callers. You know it.
Of course
it's
I do.
It's time you get back to the roots.
Well, Jeff, I agree with you. During the season, we have some challenges because we're doing a lot of events. But I've said it 1,000 times. My favorite part of the show are the callers. And it does. You're not
right.
Nobody's going to hurt my feelings.
You've gotten away from that.
Jeff, Jeff, let me assure you, there's only so much you can do when you're covering a multitude of teams like we are.
You mean when you're ESPN eyes?
Well, I didn't
Come
hear
on,
that.
Paul.
I would.
Okay. All right. Hey, the one thing that surprised me, huh?
Hey Randy, did we bleep that out? That ESPN eyes crack because we are not going to allow you to say that. That's just not fair.
Hey, the one thing that surprised me, Paul, is when's Alabama fans going to start saying they own a share of this national title? In about 10 years from now, they'll have a share of the title because they beat Georgia in the SEC championship game, aren't they?
They will. I'm sure they will have a parade celebrating the SEC title at some point.
Yeah, but I'm just saying they may have a natty. They may still claim the natty in about 10, 15 years from now. But you boys down there in Georgia, get used to it. I mean, you guys enjoy it while you can, because next year, the one team that's going to be loaded is the Ohio State Buckeyes, and we'll be right in the thick of it again, Paul. But I just wanted to congratulate you on getting the good old days back, and it's all about the callers, Paul.
Well, I'm sure it won't be long, Jeff, before Legends joins his buddy in the in the radio transfer portal. So we'll see if we can hang on here. Drive by Dave is up next. Hey, Drive by. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon to you, too. Man, you got some loud people over there.
Yeah, it's hard to
callers.
Hear the show.
Pardon me?
I said sometimes it's hard to hear, so people speak up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to say that we're big fans of yours. This is a first-time caller, and we're big fans of yours. And being from Missouri, we're lifelong Razorback fans.
Sure.
And we just love them. Even on my golf cart, I have a Razorback sticker on them. And we were disappointed in the game. We wanted Alabama to win. But, you know, we're used to disappointment. we've been through it with the Chiefs for since 1967. You know, off and on. And
Chiefs won the
back.
Didn't the Chiefs win the Super Bowl about 2 years ago?
Yeah, they did. Okay. Yeah, they did. And we are very happy about that.
But they came back and lost the next year. Hey, I hate to run drive-by. We had a bit of a drive-by there.